Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. Well, it is a challenging time, to say the least, for all of agriculture, and now that includes the beef industry. It's time for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, Wisconsin Beef Council, as well as our partners, the Equity Livestock Cooperative, who continue to stress to growers, make sure that if you're trying to market livestock, that you go to the equitycoop.com website first, and make sure that you're in contact with those market managers, because things are definitely in flux as far as what processors are open, how many animals they're looking for, and all of that can be communicated very well with our Equity Co-op sales managers and that site. Joining us today is Alyssa Harrison. She is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Global Marketing and Research. And our focus here, obviously, trying to help you better understand how your checkoff dollars are working even today to try to keep consumer confidence in the marketplace and hopefully expand it. Alyssa, thanks for joining us. Let's start off with the obvious, and that is NCBA's concern over the market disruption, a beef movement. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's jumping on these crazy headlines about lack of meat in the store. What's your intel tell you?
Well, it's that changes every hour, and we're trying to chase down a lot of these headlines like everyone else is. There certainly is, you know, disruption in the cattle marketing system, and that is certainly delaying product getting into retail and food service stores, you know, at points, and trying to get exactly that big picture, exactly what's going on is difficult. But what we do know from anecdotal stuff and talking with retailers and food service operators as well as the retailers is that the product, you know, there's not a shortage of beef. There's just a shortage of, the ability to get it to the retail places and food service in a timely manner. So it doesn't mean that in some places, spotty areas across the country, consumers may not find what they want in the meat case, or their fast food operator may be limiting burgers, or they may be temporarily out. So it is something that we're working through, and on our policy side, our team is working to make sure that everything that can be done is being done to make help to keep the packing plants open and to increase their marketings. And the work that I do on the global marketing side, which is targeting consumers, what we've been trying to do is answer their questions. And the good news is beef demand is very high, very strong. I think we've all seen the reason why some retailers and food service operators are limiting purchases, because the demand is so high. People want that. That's one of the first things that they go. And so we've been working to make sure that consumers understand that there will be beef. There's these are temporary outages, and that we'll work through the system from that standpoint. We do know that consumers stocked up several weeks ago, and they have a lot of beef in their freezers and their refrigerators. So we've shifted our advertising to make sure that consumers have information that they need to cook beef, to prepare beef, and to store beef. As we see, 75% of consumers are under a stay-at-home order or a safer at home order. They're cooking more meals at home for more people more often. And so we found there was this huge void of information about how to cook beef, how to prepare a particular cut, what are suggested recipes. So we've been pushing that out in full force to consumers. And we've been watching what consumers are searching for on Google. Meatloaf is right at the top there. People were looking for meatloaf recipes. We're also doing consumer research, talking with consumers to see what their concerns are, what information they want to know. And the good news is that consumers have a high regard for the product. They have high regard for farmers and ranchers, and that's actually even increased a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But so the good news is consumers support the beef industry. What we've been working on to make sure that we can do whatever we can to get that product through the supply chain and to consumers where they want to buy it.
Well, and this also takes coordination with your food service and retail folks. I mean, they're seeing unprecedented volumes of people suddenly coming at them looking for answers, too. I'm assuming the Beef Checkoff does work with them as well.
Yeah, we've been in constant contact with food service and retail operators and providing them information that we have that they need. Obviously, their biggest issues right now, and not just for beef, but it's other animal proteins and produce and others, just making sure that supply chain is working as quickly as we can. And what we're, their retailers, for instance, are also getting the same question from consumers about how to prepare a particular cut, what are suggested recipes. And so working, kind of leveraging the relationship that we've had with retailers, both at the national level and at that local level. You know, the Wisconsin Beef Council works every day with retailers in the state to help provide them information, not only on the product, but about how beef is produced in this country. We do that every single day, and that's what the checkoff is dedicated to do.
You know, the one thing that crosses my mind, Alyssa Harrison along with us, she's the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Senior Vice President of Global Marketing and Research. This is Checkoff Chats. You know, we want to also put the emphasis on what is coming down the road. This too will pass, as they say. Alyssa, you are talking to me about, we're hoping that we get all the supply chain stuff squared away because the What's for Dinner team is getting ready for all kinds of summertime promotions with those checkoff dollars.
We are. We've been working on a pretty big promotion for grilling season this year, you know, which is Memorial Day is that that official launch of grilling season. And we're timing it. We originally planned to celebrate the Olympics and the 4th of July and how as a country we need to come together. And so our tagline is United We Stake. But we think it still works for us because we're hoping that as June comes, that as people are able to gather in small groups, we're not going to go into these, you know, big crowds anytime soon. But if people want to have, you know, family members over, or their neighbors over, and celebrate Memorial Day around the grill, we want to celebrate that with beef, and we want to demonstrate that as a country we're uniting together, and certainly as we go into the 4th of July. But this would be something that we would run through all summer. And the neat thing about it is we're featuring, you know, state attributes. So we've actually cut out state-shaped steak. So in other words, there's a steak that's cut out in the shape of Wisconsin. Wisconsin will have their own page that talks about beef producers in Wisconsin, recipes that are conducive to Wisconsin, and just talk a little bit about that. So it's really showing how the United States comes together, not just, you know, as a country, but also in the steaks that we choose. And we'll also be celebrating ground beef and hamburgers and that sort of thing. We feel confident that the supply chain will work itself out, and there'll be beef available for Memorial Day as people start to gather around and celebrate the launch of the grilling season. So this is kind of running just after. We're just right now in market. We have what we're calling our beef substitutes campaign, where we did something fun. We worked with some chefs and came up with some recipes that traditionally do not have beef in it, and we made beef the substitute. So instead of Peking duck, we have Peking chuck. Instead of calamari, which is made with squid, we have cow-lamari, which is made with beef strips. And they're just some of the funnest videos that we had. The chefs were absolutely fantastic, and the consumers have responded so well to them because it's fun, engaging content, and it helps them learn some new recipes how to use beef. So we'll finish up with that as we go into Memorial Day, and then the rest of the summer will be all about owning the grilling season with beef.
Where can they find those videos and find the Wisconsin steak, Alyssa?
Well, it's not launched yet, but we're targeting the end of May. But you can go to beefiswhatsfordinner.com, or you can go to unitedwestake.com, and either place will get you there. But that we're hoping to launch at the end of the month. But you can, you know, the beef substitute videos I talked about, they're online right now at beefiswhatsfordinner.com, or you can go to our YouTube page, Beef It's What's for Dinner.
Excellent. Peking chuck, or how about calamari? I love it. That's excellent. I look forward to seeing how that is received once it really hits all of our consumers. Alyssa, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Alyssa Harrison along with us. She is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Global Marketing and Research. Now, there's how your checkoff dollars are continuing to channel consumers through the marketplace to the beef counter and making sure that they feel reassured that, yes, there's plenty of meat out there. It will get there, definitely, by the time we get ready to celebrate summer. And that's your checkoff chat brought to you courtesy of the Equity Livestock Sales Barns around the state of Wisconsin. Find them at equitycoop.com. And, of course, our Wisconsin Beef Council and your Beef Checkoff staff. Find more about them, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. I'm Pam Yonke.